My name's Stuart Langridge, and my favourite show is Top Gear.
My name's John O'Bacon, and I'm not surprised that his favourite show is Top Gear.
And this is...
Shot of Jack.
You've got a Google phone, a Google email account, and a Google browser. Next, you might have a Google TV. At the company's I.O. conference this week was the unveiling of a new experience made for television that combines the TV you know and love with the freedom and power of the internet. In traditional Google style, this new thing is going to give you a search-oriented interface, in this case searching over both video on the web and your TV schedules. It'll be produced in conjunction with a batch of hardware partners, Intel, Sony, Logitech, high-profile names on that list right at the moment. It'll be both open source and inviting to developers as a new platform, and it'll extend the company's reach into yet more of our lives. So far, the web has been largely absent from living rooms, said one Google source, and another reputedly said to the Times that Google wants to be everywhere the internet is so they can put ads there. Is this really the next generation of TV watching experience? Or just another attempt to make sure the Google brand is on everything?
So to kick this off, let's look at what the actual announcement was. This was, like you say, at the Google I.O. conference. And I think one of the things I've seen predominantly through the announcement is that they want to bring the internet to what they refer to as being the brightest screen in the house. Like they view that, you know, people watch stuff on TV and people watch a lot of stuff on the internet, and they want to bring the internet stuff to the TV because you can search stuff on the internet much easier. It seems like Google are talking about this thing being very much of an entertainment hub, and they say that it will allow viewers to search channels, recorded shows, and websites. And they said that it'll also include like video on demand products, and they said that they've already struck deals with Amazon, Netflix, and Hulu. So it sounds like they've already started getting some of these bits and pieces in place. But a lot of this refers to hardware. And what Google said in the announcement was that, first of all, Sony are going to start shipping some televisions and Blu-ray players in the fall that will have this software included that's running on Intel chips. But also, Logitech are going to be shipping a set-top box as well, which you'll be able to plug into your existing TV. And then finally, Dish Network, which are the second largest US satellite TV company in the US, they're going to be putting it on some of their set-top boxes. So it sounds like they've actually got quite a comprehensive deal. It's not just them coming out with new software like, this is Android for TVs.
If you remember, they did exactly the same thing with Android when it came out. They didn't just go, here is Android, a phone thing, now let's go and find people to do it. They'd already struck deals with loads of hardware partners. You know, Google are not in the business of making hardware. They're in the business of striking deals with hardware partners and then making software to go on them. So taking the Android model, which has been pretty successful, you know, it's outselling everything and there's 100,000 new Android phones enabled every day and what have you, taking that model and doing it again for televisions. One of the things that I think is really interesting about this is, in a shot in the past, we talked about Boxy. Right, and if you look,
sucks to be them.
Well, if you look at the Google TV, this is a way of selling someone a set top box which plugs into their television, and it integrates video and content from all over the web and any local content that you've got, makes it easy to navigate. You get a remote control which is really nice to use and has a QWERTY keyboard on the back, and that is Boxy, right? That's the Boxy box that we talked about a couple of months ago. And now Google have muscled into the market, and the Boxy people must be gutted.
What's interesting about this as well is that Hulu, as an example, Hulu are big, they distribute digital video in the US with some key studios like ABC. So, for example, all of the seasons of Lost, and I think 24, are currently available on Hulu. I think Boxy or somebody made a Hulu app for Boxy, and Hulu took it down because they didn't want it being part of Boxy. But now they've struck a deal with Google. So Boxy must be not only knocked off with the fact that Google will bring this alternative thing out, but also Hulu have signed up for them as well. And they sounds like they got pretty screwed by Hulu.
Yeah, so it does rather.
It seems like they've just really missed the boat. And I mean, we haven't seen this thing from Google working yet. And we do know what Boxy looks like, and Boxy's beautiful. But it seems like the success of one of these devices is really dependent on whether you can get content to it. Because I don't think people are going to go out and spend, $200 or $300 just to watch fucking YouTube videos on their TV.
Well, I kind of agree with you and kind of don't, but yeah. It is essentially the boxy box. So if we assume that there is a business model for that as a concept, if it had Hulu on it or whatever, then Google TV is not a significantly different product. The interesting thing about it is that it has the Google name behind it. I mean, they're going for a search-oriented interface, but that's just because they're Google, right? It's what they know about. So that's the reason for going about it that way. But it's a big push on the idea that people really want this kind of integrated experience on their televisions, whether they're getting it with Myth TV or Boxy or Apple TV or now Google TV or what have you. The thing Google can do that Boxy can't is they can actually go to TV manufacturers and say, why not build this directly into your television? The Boxy people could presumably go to TV manufacturers and say that, and then Samsung are going to say, on your bike.
These deals are all about volume, right? That's the reason why they target TV manufacturers, is because they ship a shitload of TVs and they take a little bit of money from each TV sold.
Yeah.
So Google have got the clout to be able to strike those kinds of deals. The thing that's interesting to me as well is that Android is being used here, and they're trying to shove Android into any possible box they can fit it in. And I don't know whether this is going to be suitable, because Android is good for phones, but they're talking about it on tablet machines and they're talking about it now on TVs. And it seems like, I don't know, people have tried to make these kinds of decisions in the past where they've tried to take one operating system, you know, such as Microsoft, and it's not necessarily worked particularly well in every scenario.
No, exactly. Android apps, one of the things that the Google TV people are pushing is the fact that this will run Android applications. They're developing a specific SDK to build TV-specific applications, but they're also saying, look, it'll also run Android apps, so you've got this huge market full of Android apps already. But Android apps are designed to run on little screens with a touch user interface, and TV apps are on a massive screen with a remote control with buttons up and down. And Android apps aren't really designed for that kind of environment. You know, they've just basically taken the handset UI and made it really big. And it's not at all clear to me that Android was the right choice here. You do get the impression they went, well, we need an operating system for this. We've already got Android. Let's use that.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I don't know. I don't know whether it's their core competency in the fact that, you know, Google are good at making search and managing content, but building an operating system for this kind of thing, I just don't know if it's going to fit particularly well, because this is going to be a very different user experience. Like, everyone's talking about touch with the tablet devices. Everyone's talking about TVs now. And to me, that's very different from building operating systems for computers and things like that. I don't know whether it's necessarily going to work out well.
Yeah, I know. They have demonstrated a few little cool things. Like, you can actually use your Android phone as a remote control, and you can use the voice recognition stuff on your Android phone. So you can say the name of a show, and then your Google TV will switch to that show, which is fine if you just want to go, show me Top Gear. But
That already happens now. My wife says, I want to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I press the button and it turns on, you know.
So what you're saying here is this is just a really high budget version of John O'Bacon. Okay, I see the point. Well, I mean, this is going to be a lot better for you than it is for me anyway. You know, Google TV with all the following content providers: Netflix, US only, Amazon Video On Demand, US only, Hulu, US only. You know, thanks a lot, Google.
I'm sure one day Last of the Summer Wine's going to come to it.
I would like iPlayer, please. Thank you very much. But yeah, so again, this it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if this is one of these things which is US only for a large portion of its life, and that's really irritating if you don't actually live in the United States of America.
So as we drive this into the finish line, there's one other thing which I'm a little bit uncertain about this announcement, and that's advertising. Like, Google are an advertising company, and as a wise man wrote in some notes on a web page for a Shot of Jack episode, they're not going to stop until they're printing ads on a bog roll, Mr. Langridge. The thing that's interesting here is that lots of TV providers, cable companies have been saying that they're concerned because people are recording shows on their PVRs and then flipping through the adverts. But now Google's entering this realm, and clearly they're going to be making money from advertising and from deals with content providers. So I'm wondering, you know, if advertising is not working in one side of the stream, but it's working somewhere else, I'm curious to see how Google are going to handle this. I assume they're going to be overlaying ads on content like they do with YouTube now, and whether that's going to be now a viable thing. Content providers have missed the boat as well, because they should have been doing that.
It's difficult to say, but Google have the advantage that because they're not incumbents, they can come in and think about new ways of actually doing this. So they could do overlaid ads. They could put ads down the side of your television program, whatever. They can, because they're Google and they have a certain amount of knowledge about you and what you do, they can drive specific ads which you're more likely to be interested in to you. Whereas existing TV companies presumably could do this, but this is exactly the same as the incumbents in any other market. They've got a business model, it seems to work, they don't want to sod about with it. Whereas if you are a new entrant into an existing market, it's incumbent upon you almost to deliberately try and shake things up in the hope that that will get you market share.
I agree. So, what do you think then? What's your view on it? Do you think it's going to work?
Well, speaking as a guy who runs Boxy on his television and likes the experience, you know, I can't see any reason why this wouldn't work. One of the questions I have about it is whether the experience I enjoy of being able to easily switch in between YouTube, web-delivered content, stuff that I've recorded, stuff that I've downloaded. I really enjoy that experience, but I don't know whether I enjoy that because I'm a computer programmer sort of person, or whether that's actually genuinely a really good accessible experience to ordinary people. You see lots and lots of reports of people's mums using Myth TV or what have you, but it's not clear to me that real people actually like this experience. So if you think the Boxy thing is a good idea, I think Google TV could take off too. What do you think?
I think that people don't care about having apps on their TV. But people care about recording shows, pausing them, fast-forwarding through them. And right now you can do that with most cable providers and satellite providers. I think that people will care about this when it's built into TVs, but I think the Logitech box, the only people who are going to buy that are people who, you know, like you say, are the kind of people who would be interested in Boxy. So, I don't know. I mean, if they didn't have the deals with Netflix and Amazon and all those people, then I'd treat this with a little bit more suspicion. But I think this is a hard market for them to get into. And Google have not done very well with Buzz. Nexus Ones aren't selling as well as they should do. So, I don't know. I don't know whether they're trying to reach out into too many areas and whether they're going to be that successful.
It's interesting. The last few things we've seen from Google haven't been great successes, with the notable exception of Android. Google Buzz died on its arse. Google Wave died on its arse. So I don't know where, like you say, maybe they're just overextending themselves. They're flat out determined they're going to be in every single area, and they've got all this money and all these people. But maybe they're losing the laser-like focus that they had before and stretching themselves too thin.
Indeed. So that's what we think. That's what we think about the Google TV announcement that came out this week. But what do you think? Do you think Google are going to be successful with this? Do you think that there's room in the market for another player? Do you think that they can take their success in the search areas, in the areas of Android and things like that, and bring it to TV? How do you think that the cable companies are going to react to this? How do you think Apple's going to react to this? You need to go to shotofjack.org, where you heard this shot, and leave your comments right there.
Or you can get in touch with us directly. Tell us what you'd like to hear us talk about in the area of Google TV, announcements from Google I.O., where there's anything that you'd like to hear the Shot of Jack treatment of, by going to shotofjack.org/discuss.
And we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.